Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we'd hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun. Permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent. Although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate. And your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press. And you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he'd fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave? Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave? God bless you, and God bless this republic.
Okay, we're back. This is going to be open mic, open calling Friday with Ed and Elaine Brown. This is Fred Smart. We've had a number of guests on this week, and we're just going to leave it wide open. The lady who was going to come on with us from Georgia could not make it. So I'd like to continue the discussion right off the top. After we get back from the commercials, the head of the GOP in Michigan has retracted his stand to try to get Ron Paul out of the Republican debates. That has been retracted. We'll discuss that and more. Please call in and chat with Ed and Elaine Brown. We'll be right back.
Riley around the flag, boys. Riley once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Riley from the hillside. Gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Rally from the We're back with Ed and Elaine Brown. Ed, how you doing, Ed? Elaine, how you doing?
We're doing good, Fred. We're here. The weather just break.
Another day. just got this in. The chairman of the Michigan GOP, Saul Anuzis, will be issuing a statement retracting his call for Ron Paul to be excluded from future debates. His office now says there will be no petition circulated, and a staffer says he hoped there will be a public statement about the matter later today. All of the website contact forms at www.mygop.org were deleted when the volume of negative comments exceeded the site's capacity. The state office, 517-487-5413, is still accepting calls from state residents.
Wow. Ooh, somebody made him honest, huh?
Well, thanks to some wonderful friends in Michigan around the country, that hit the Internet, and they got to work, and wonders of the Internet, this is...
Yeah.
This is pretty amazing. I mean, to have a retraction in less than 24 hours, Ed and Wayne.
Well, it sure is.
You knew the
they were taking down. They were taking down the site. They were modifying the site. It was just deluged of traffic yesterday.
Yeah, good.
All right.
So
people are moving. People are moving. People are doing. That's what we need.
Kind of report something here. I'm here in Chicago, and I saw a student with a pretty powerful video camera. She works for she's a graduate student at one of the local universities here in Chicago, and tracked her down and just introduced myself. And her university has a whole slew of people who are doing graduate special graduate projects, and I gave her a whole bunch of AFTF DVDs, introduced her to the whole Gene Zurich, Jamie Hernandez stand downtown, invited her to a libertarian screening of Aaron's movie downtown next Thursday, along with Jim Fetzer's visit next Friday, and Thursday night at the local public cable access. And I just kind of, in short matter, I said, if you want a career and write a thesis on what needs to be done in this country, we need to get these cameras and people like you into these courtrooms to shine the light on the darkness and the corruption of what's really going on, because this world would be a hell of a lot better if we could turn the cameras and shine the light on these courtrooms.
Oh, absolutely.
And make these judges and make these administrators honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not going to happen. And she was looking at me, and I was talking about Ron Paul and Aaron Russo and 911, and it's like, she says, oh, my God. She says, you would find hundreds of my classmates who would just be wonderfully thrilled to find out what we can do. And I said, well, come on, here's my card, here's my number. I'll introduce you to all these people, and let's have fun.
Wow. So it looks like the young people of our country are starting to really get into it, huh?
Well, when I was just kind of, I said, do you want to see some of the digital fakery that they were using, technology and digital technology that they used against to implant false images of what really happened on 9/11? Come in and see some of the emerging research. People like you, young people who are getting a graduate degrees in Columbia College down here in Chicago, is getting an incredible program of students that are just climbing out of the rafters. They own 4, 5, 6 huge buildings downtown. The students are just crying for, they want to know what's on the leading edge of documentarian technology and activism. And, boy, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that's sure a lot of good news, Fred.
We don't seem to have them over here too much.
Well, believe it or not, guess where this girl hails from?
Oh, good.
Not Chicago.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, really?
Yes.
Oh, good. Trouble is, she's not here. She's over there.
And I didn't even talk about you guys yet. I didn't want to scare her off.
Oh.
But I'm sure when she goes back home, by the time she goes back home, she'll have heard about you guys.
Yeah. Do you know where in New Hampshire she's from?
No. If I started talking about that, I would have to really go down the rabbit hole. But I'll find out. Leave it to me.
We'll leave it to
I
you.
I will not leave that stone unturned.
Well, that's good news. Gee, two pieces of good news in one day. My goodness, what's going on, huh?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, that's I was wondering what brought me. I'm going to get my camera fixed, get a new memory card in my camera, and I'm going to this Radio Shack, and I, from a distance, if the guy at Radio Shack would not have alerted me to this lady taking a picture across the street, I wouldn't have even noticed. And so I just followed my heart, and bingo, it was like bing, 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 all of these things. So, you know, I really take heed to how things work providentially instead of, like, trying to contrive to make things work.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to go is when things just naturally happen, Ed and Lane.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because that's a sign that that door is not opened by me or I can claim credit. It's opened by a higher power, a creator. Mm-hmm. And I've just seen that happen time and time again. If that's the way it happens, then you just kind of walk through the door and lo and behold, she's from New Hampshire.
Yeah, you grab onto her, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Good. Good, good.
No. So anyway, we're going to have Bernadette from Georgia down, but she's got to go into a meeting. She's got an incredible story for no cause at all. She has been jailed for 150 days over the last year. Her home and all of her possessions were stolen. They came in and just basically railroaded her without cause, without due process, nothing. It's just almost like a Stalinist type invasion.
Yeah, it's happening all over the country, Fred.
What did they use as an excuse, you know?
No excuse. They just, she has, filed some paperwork in local courts, and I guess it's like, you know, the nail that sticks up, they come and hammer you.
Yeah.
Paper terrorists.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the newest thing. New crime, paper terrorists.
You know, so, anyway, we'd like to invite people to call in today. It's Friday. It's a beautiful day here in the Midwest, and just want to talk openly about these trends. This is a wonderful story for this guy in Michigan to be turned around. And by the way, this blowback, you know, talk about blowback Giuliani, the blowback continues. I guess yesterday on The View, not just Rosie O'Donnell, but, I mean, they had a picture, a massive screenshot of Ron Paul behind the four of them talking for a good 8, 9, 10 minutes yesterday.
Sure. We got to keep
Ron Paul got exposure. Giuliani gave Ron Paul the greatest blessing of exposure that he could ever ask for.
Mm. Well, we got to remember, Fred, that Giuliani is a butcher of the World Trade Center. That should stick. We should remember, we should say that over and over again until it sticks.
Well, I was talking to one of the members of the audience, an activist from South Carolina, and she and her husband had to pay $250 to get in and be a member of some elite South Carolinian Republican gold platinum club. So the people in that audience were members of the club, so to speak. There's mm-hmm. no common folk, common man in that audience.
Oh, yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
You know, we haven't heard from Pastor Butch in a while. Where is he? Pastor Butch, if you're listening in, pick up your phone, give us a call. We haven't had any input from you in a while.
Yeah, if anybody knows Pastor Butch, if anybody has a contact or can go to the website, just give him a call and have him call in.
Yeah, he often listens in, so hopefully he's hearing us here.
Yeah, his number is 877-996-4327.
Could somebody call Pastor Butch? What's the number again, Ed?
877-996-4327. That's extension 149.
That's Genesis Communications.
Oh, that's the communication. I'm sorry. You're right. Good memory.
I wonder how his campaign's going for governor of West Virginia. Wow, wouldn't that be wild? Get Ron Paul for president and someone like Pastor Butch as the governor?
Man.
Oh,
Ray Young Malakand's on?
Ray.
Ray.
Hello, is this me?
Hey, Ray.
Yep,
how
you're
are
on,
you?
Ray.
This is your Oregon paper terrorist calling.
Okay.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing
okay.
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
Hey, Ray, I thought you were a spiritual terrorist.
I am. Boy, am I ever.
Oh, that's even worse.
Fred, in the beginning, you invited me to be a guest on the show, and I declined. And I usually come on, and I say my piece and leave. If you have time today, I'd like to have a dialogue with all of you and and go into some depth as to what the problem really is. It's spiritual, and when the average person understands who they are, now Ed and Elaine understand who they are. They are living, breathing, flesh and blood, sentient, natural man and woman, creations of God. They are the son and daughter of God. That is who they are. They are sovereign. Now, the people of America, when we set up this system of government, were sovereign. And purportedly, they're still sovereign. They actually have always been sovereign. But there are two forces underway that have been with us since time immemorial. And I hear
the Hang on to that thought, Ray. Two forces underway. We'll be right back with Ray from Oregon.
Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Okay, we're back with Ed and Elaine Brown, and we're basically leaving the mic open today. Our first caller in from Oregon, Ray. Go ahead, continue, Ray.
Yeah, we have to go to the very beginning of human society. Human society began with man's fall from grace. Now, since we are creations of God, we are sons and daughters of God. We have the very essence of God within each of us. Now, that essence is divine intelligence. Divine intelligence is non-dualistic, as opposed to being dualistic. What I mean by non-dualistic is that it is what is. This phrase, I am that I am, is a non-dualistic statement of truth. Now, when Jesus said that he was the truth, the life, and the way, he was saying to everyone who could hear him, who had the ears to hear him, that he was non-dualistic. His words were as his actions. They were at one. And there was no conflict, no contradiction in anything that he said or did. So when he went to a person who was ill and he said, be healed, he told the truth and the person understood it at a level that the mind could not dispel. That is the power of truth. It is magnificent. It no illusion can stand up to truth. Now, that is the threat that any man or woman of truth presents to a society based in dualistic thought. Now, as I said, the fall, man's fall from grace was the fall into the dualistic thought of intellectualism, when he was promised that he too could be a god if he only thought so. And that was the beginning of hell on earth. Now, we had everything. We were everything. There was no disturbance. There was no contradiction in anything. When you are divinely aware, there is only what is, and you're it. Now, there is no contradiction. There is no conflict. Now, you see, you have to devolve in consciousness into the level of dualistic thought in order for conflict to be introduced. Now, dualistic thought means opposition. You take a thought and you have two sides, yes or no, up or down, right or wrong. Now, the very nature of that opposing thought has been called satanic. Now, Satan means opposer. Now, the average person is controlled, from birth through mind control, mind conditioning by his parents. And you've heard the phrase, the sins of the father shall be visited upon their children. What that means is that the conditioning of the parents is automatically programmed into the child as a matter of course, because it's all the parents know. And they are controlled by a force that they don't even know who they are. It's a remote, anonymous force that has power to create thought. Now, that power in today's world is the media, but they aren't the source of it. You see, they're merely an arm of that medium, that satanic medium. Now, I said there are two forces that control man today, and it is the mind control that man is ruled by through political and religious sources. They are two sides of the same coin of satanic power. Now, when I say religious, I'm not talking spiritual. I'm talking about institutionalized thinking. Now, truth can never be reduced to institutionalized thinking. Only belief can. Now, people who are ruled by their beliefs, they believe that to be true. There's no question about that. They will give their life for their beliefs. They will sacrifice their children in wars for belief. But you see, it is a sin. Sin means contradiction, by the way. If you live in your mind, you live in sin. That's the original sin. And the average person, you know, is conditioned to think that there's a certain kind of thought that is a sin. But when you're in contradiction, you're sinning. You don't know it. That's the ignorance of sin. Now, there are people on this earth, there have always been people on this earth who are Christ. Now, what I mean by Christ, I'm not talking about the mythical icon that religions have promoted. I'm talking about simple men and women of truth. Now, where their words and their actions are as one, they are non-dualistic. Now, Ed and Elaine are of that nature. You can tell it in their words that they mean what they say, and they say what they mean. The average person doesn't have that kind of clarity. The average person is always talking about things to gain more clarity, and I hear the music again.
So, hang on to that thought, Ray. We'll be right back with Ed and Elaine Brown and Ray from Oregon.
Rally around the flag, boys, rally once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally around the flag, boys, rally once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Okay, we're back.
Rally from the hillside.
We're back, kind of circling or rallying around the flag of spiritual truth. Ray from Oregon has been on a few times on this show, and we're kind of zeroing in on something, Ray, that the non-dualistic, non-divided, sentient human individual that makes a stand, and from a heart, soul, mind, spirit standpoint, there is no separation, no division. It's total unification of the energy, so to speak, spiritual energy, energy of love, energy of light, whatever you want to call it. That's what basically we're sharing here. And go ahead and expand on that, Ray.
Well, this is turning into a monologue. I really was looking forward to having a dialogue, and I'm glad you came in the way you did, Fred. Because this is what's most important. I'm not here to tell anyone how to live their life. Everyone else who offers opinions and this and that are doing that. All I'm doing is pointing out what is. And the what is horrendous in its confusion in our civilized society. Now, if one looks at the effect that they've had on the turnaround you know, on all the forces that are at play in trying to block Ron Paul. Now, I'm a politician. To me, is a politician, and I'm not endorsing Ron Paul, but he's the best, in essence, of anyone that's up there running for the office. And that essence is showing through, that truth is showing through, and people like what they hear. Now, it may not be manifested in their life, but they can recognize it in somebody else's life. And the problem is following someone. If Ron Paul becomes a president, he will be a president of a corporation, and he will still not have jurisdiction over me. But he will be a man of truth, and there he will be my brother. And he will do what he says. Now, I'm not endorsing him. I want to make that clear. But you can just listen to the man, and you can sense the difference. You can feel. It's palpable. And the people are being introduced into something that is so new, so vital, that they haven't heard that in a long time. All they've heard is the BS that politicians say that they think the people want to hear. And the people are fed up with it because they're watching what's going on. They're not only watching, they're not hearing what the politicians say, they're watching what they're doing, and it doesn't jive. Now, these forces that I had mentioned that control people, the political forces and the religious forces, are not that far apart. They just have a different appearance. And the judges of today are the Pharisees of yesterday. They are the people that the simple man of truth, Jesus, had exposed in his time, and they couldn't have it. They had to make an example of him. Now, people turn me off because I am a Christ. I state clearly that I am a Christ. But by that I mean I am a man of truth, a simple man of truth. No biggie. Anybody can be that. Everyone is that in essence, but they are so inundated by the mind control baggage that they carry that they cannot sort through it all to see the simplicity of who they are. Ed and Elaine have made that transition. They've walked the gauntlet of life, and they've survived it, and they are standing tall, a simple man and woman, against the forces of satanic control that make people cringe in fear. Now, there's no need to cringe in fear. They work for us. Now, this is not a brag. I single-handedly backed down the entire state of Oregon and the county of Josephine. I stood up to them in court on two trials, got convicted in both, and when they came to sentencing me, I refused to accept their sentence because it was a contract. They were making an offer, and I refused to accept the offer. And what did they do? They threw me out of jail. That's how simple it is. People don't understand that it's all by contract that their loved ones are sitting in jail. And it's all by legal contract, which are the Pharisees, and the power they have over the average person. And there is an entire media out there that is reinforcing those ideas in them, both the mainstream media and the alternative media. The Patriot Radio is no different.
All you have to do is turn on the TV at night, watch the news, and you get no, can't, won't, not. All of you, the bombardment of negative, polarizing, divisive, dark energies. And it's almost like opening up a cauldron of sewage cesspool, just a completely disconnected, rancorous, evil, bitter torrent that is flowing right into our living rooms. It just, to me, I tell anybody, take a sledgehammer to your TV and let's celebrate the destruction of this monster. And then go out into the light and celebrate what living really means. Just like having people like you in conversation, and Ed and Elaine.
Right. Ray, what you said a few minutes ago, going along with that, I think it was David Clarence who made the statement that everyone who is in prison today has volunteered to go in.
That's correct.
Right. So, you know, it goes right along with what you said. You refuse to accept their conviction, which is what we have done also.
And I call their bluff. And you call their bluff. Now they're waiting for people to forget, because they're gonna continue with the mind control of the general public and inundate them with peripheral media, silly things, you know, sports and celebrity gossip and this type of thing. And that's the focus of keeping people stupid.
Yeah.
Now it's a tough thing to say, but that's what's going on. We're losing our country. We haven't lost it yet, because people are stupid. People don't know who they are. They don't know the power that they have within themselves, and that they've always had within themselves. You see, the average person, when looking at government and saying, "I can't," you can't fight City Hall. The hell you can't.
Yeah.
You just stand up and you look them right in the eye and say, "You work for me, pal."
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you're fired.
Right.
Now I fired the judge in one of my hearings. Of course, he didn't walk off the bench, you know. But I told him, "You're fired." It's that kind of audacity that seems like audacity, but it's the fact that they don't have control over you unless you believe them, unless you fear them, and there's nothing to fear. There is
you have
absolutely nothing to fear.
You have fired them. That means you. That doesn't mean anybody else in the room. And that's what he understands that. So that's why they had no control over you. But if the others, they still had control over you.
Hey, Ed, I think your phone is kicking in and out, Ed.
What?
Yeah, I could hardly
hear. Sounds like your phone is kicking in and out. You can't hear you.
I couldn't hear it at all.
Oh, you're cutting in and out.
This is a lousy phone that I have.
Okay.
Now I can hear you.
The bottom line is, Fred, is that if you fire the judge is fired. The rest of the courtroom did not fire the judge, so he can still stay there. If everybody in the courtroom walked up and said, "You're fired," he has no choice. He must leave the room.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that works. Elaine and I fired them all a long time ago. That's the difference.
Now, in the hearings that I had, in just about every hearing that I had, the judge would railroad his statements, and then he'd gavel and run like hell out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be no opportunity for rebuttal. They ran. They actually ran out of the room. It was silly. But that's really how they operate, if somebody stands up to them and exposes them for what they are. Now, when Jesus Christ assailed the money changers and the Pharisees, he was simply asserting his sovereignty. Now, they made a religion out of him, a mystical icon that no one could possibly hope to achieve the same status, but that's an illusion. That's how they're controlled, through mind control. Millions and millions and millions of Christians have been mind-controlled to that point, when they indeed are Christ's, but they suffer from amnesia. Now, that is the point that I've been trying to make over the Internet for the last 11 years. The media will not acknowledge anything that I say or write, and they have it all. I send it to them, but they stonewall it. They will not acknowledge a thing that I send to them. Why? Because if it got out, their whole house of cards would come tumbling down, and they would be seen for the sham that they are. Now, one man can't do it. Three people, Ed and Lane, can't do it. But numbers do it. And when but not to follow us, but to understand if they hear the truth, if the truth rings deeply within them, and they see that it is truth, it will have its way with them, and they will do the right thing at the right time, and they will not capitulate in fear to threats and intimidation. That's what's going to turn this country around, and that's what's going to turn this world around, because everywhere in this world are people living in various societies of different rules, but fundamentally they're all creatures of God and sons and daughters of God, and they have a right to live. They have a right to liberty, and they have a right to property. We are slaves in this country. A slave is a servant, a peon, a serf. They work for the master, baloney. Nobody owns this Polish guy from the south side of Chicago. Nobody. Never have, and they never will. Now, that seems so audacious. And I ask, why in the hell does that sound audacious to anybody? Why don't they want to live that way? As a free man, an independent man of his own truth, and who will not harm another, who will not exploit another, who will not cheat another. Why does he need man's rules to make him capitulate? Now, I'm saying something here that is completely antithetical to everything ever said on the station by anybody. It has to be, because if it were heard before, people wouldn't be living the way they're living. They engage in endless talkabouts. You know, they talk about this and talk about that theory and talk about that, and let's all get together and let's all do this, but they keep on talking and they never do anything. That's what the hell is wrong. We have got to stop the talk and do the walk.
That's right.
Hey, Ray.
Yes.
Just in concert with that, another aspect it's an image of what it means to me to put into the light, and that is, it's what Elaine and Ed have been doing. They're not doing it for themselves. They're doing it for us, for mankind, for the world, for people. If they were doing this for themselves, this would be the last thing they would do. So it is the act of risking. Stepping out into the light is risking, which is a process of helping and serving and giving and loving others. That, to me, when you talk about the sentient human being, that, to me, is the divine human that's unified with his creator is all about acknowledging that life and living and being human is risking, helping and serving one another,
which is love.
Nothing more than that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when you take that first step and in that leap of faith right into the void of the light, the void of the truth, you know, it's like falling into the arms of the Creator. You are initiating an undeniable, expansive process that has no limit to the power. Because the whole force of the universe is behind cradling you and protecting you and carrying you into the light of truth. And that, to me, what Ed and Lane did, they did exactly that. They stepped out into the void of truth, stepped out into the void of light, and look at what has happened in the wake of that.
Yes.
Look at you, look at me, look at everybody else. It's like throwing a beautiful rock in the middle of a still pond, and you see it duplicate, replicate, radiate to infinity and beyond.
See, Ed and Elaine are more than just a man and woman who's standing up against an evil force. They are the future of America. If the people prefer to have Barabbas, they will have their Barabbas, and they will crucify Ed and Elaine or Ray Karczewski or whoever. But you see, it didn't work for Jesus. But there's no reason why it can't work for Ed and Elaine today. Because either people want the evil of duality because it gives them security and it gives them codependence and it gives them a false sense of fellowship while they're all going to hell in a handbasket. Or they have the power, the infinite power of divine intelligence, that they will do the right thing at the right time, and they will have no problems in their life. You see, that's the essence of doing good. Good is not dualistic. Good is what is. Good is God. You know, when you let go of the dualistic and you invite the non-dualistic, you invite God into your life. You invite the divine intelligence that has no contradiction within it. Now, in its makeup, it is boundless. It is timeless. There are no particulars to it, so there's no way. It's a void. As you described, it's a void. You can't put your finger on anything, but in that nothingness lies everything. And if you hold to that openness, that open-mindedness, to where you are in direct contact with truth, in direct contact with divine intelligence, no thought can interrupt it.
We'll be right back. Hang on. We'll finish this discussion when we come back from these commercials with Ray, Ed, and Elaine. Hold on there.
Riley once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Riley from the hillside, gathered from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Riley once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Riley from the hillside, gathered from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Jump in there for the spread.
Oh.
Are we there?
Is Ray? Hi, Ray.
Yeah.
It's you and us right now. I think Fred got lost somewhere.
Oh, really? Okay. Spank Fred because he's promised to put my link on his blog site, and he has not done it.
So you put it on.
Huh?
So you put it on.
Well, I don't think you can. I have to have him do it. Yeah. We'll have to remind him again, because he will. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Ray, back on.
You're back.
Yeah, Ray, I was going to ask you, Ed doesn't have to grow a long gray beard to be a Christ, right?
Not at all. Ed's spirit is the Christ spirit. I'm talking spirit here, not body.
Hey, Ray, it's as simple as this. I can follow but one master. I choose which of the two masters to follow. One walks in the path of the light and goodness, and the other one walks in the path of evil and deceit and despair. Which one should I follow?
You follow your heart. You follow God. You follow the essence of divine intelligence that is truth, and it's unreplicatable. When you can discern the ring of truth and you follow that, nothing can harm you. You are protected. If you have to have something of do I follow this or do I follow that, that's a dualistic choice that must be made. Get out of there altogether and just pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on unfolding before you and listen to the ring of truth. And when you understand how that sounds, how that feels, and you resonate with it, that's God guiding you. You let go and you let God. See, I don't live dualistically. I don't live by making choices. And it seems like I do because I'm so clear on what I say, but there is no unclarity to it. You know, that's
right.
The point.
When you follow God's laws, life becomes very, very simple.
That's right.
Yeah, really.
Very
is.
Simple.
Very simple.
That's
and
right.
Very
now,
calm and peaceful.
That's what the people of America need to understand, that they have the power of truth within them. But it's covered up with a whole lot of garbage, a whole lot of conditioned, satanic garbage that they must believe in, and which take them off on tangents. And that is what is misleading them into the hell that they create in their lives. Mm. They're responsible for their lives. They're responsible for the wars that we're in, because they cannot say to the leaders, either stop the war or get the hell out of office, because I don't want my people going to war. I don't want my son going to war. And if you can't do that, you see, then you're afraid. You're living in fear. And that's where most people are. They feel you can't do it alone. If I could leave my
Ed, we're going to have to go.
My website.
We'll come back. Ark Enterprises.
Okay.
Type in Ark Enterprises into Google, A-R-K Enterprises. You'll find Ray in Oregon. Thank you, Ray. Thanks, Ed. Thanks, Elaine. We'll see you. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye, all.
Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.